that Dong fan Greg Chung stockpiled sensitive documents in his California home, some of it on the space shuttle and a rocket booster, intending to pass it on to China. The 74-year-old sentenced to more than 15 years in prison. What's not known for sure, what may have ended up in Chinese hands during his 3 decades of work with Boeing. Chung insists he's not a spy, telling the judge he loves this country. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
A faulty elevator is being blamed for shutting down the observation deck on the world's tallest building in Dubai that just opened a month ago or so. Saturday, this is when it happened. People trapped between floors were stuck for nearly an hour before rescue crews hoisted a ladder into a shaft and got them out. It's Super Tuesday in New Orleans, the city throwing a Super Bowl champion Saints victory parade.
There was a lot of concern about whether this team was going to be here after Katrina, whether the Superdome would be able to host games again after Katrina. To see this team come through all that and win despite the odds gives our people the confidence that we too are rebuilding despite the odds.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:06. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And boy, do we have a show today. We're covering everything from Sarah Palin
to chocolate.
To chocolates. To
things that are yummy. Kids Unlimited.
Kids Unlimited.
Weather.
We've got Frank Strazzarino, the Chamber of Commerce cheerleader. And we need him here to cheer because Sarah Palin was in town last night and she told us some truths. You know, I don't care which party you are or which way that you lean, left, right, or if you just stay in the middle like a good oak tree. But there were things said last night that we need to talk about today. Yeah. And then there is something, I will never speak poorly of the dead. But, you know, the front page today had John Murtha. It says, John Murtha, politician voice for the vets, dies. John Murtha was a congressman out of Pennsylvania, 77 years old, had gallbladder surgery, and get this, dies because the doctor nicked the intestine.
Now, you know, my mom just had gallbladder surgery.
That's right.
Like, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah, but they nicked the intestine, which caused an infection which killed him.
You just never know.
My prayers and our sympathies go out to his family. But, you know, I think they could have put a different way than voice of the veterans. Yes, he was a huge force on the committee there, in the military committees. But he's also one that accused the Marines of murder in Iraq. And over and over again, he was an Iraqi war critic. Okay, and you can be an Iraqi war critic, but this man was a Marine. And he accused his fellow Marines of murder in a Haditha thing, an incident. As it turns out, none of the Marines were ever indicted for murder or anything else. It turns out that they were telling the truth. There were careers that were ruined over this, of course, because, you know, the bureaucracy of the military was embarrassed and certain things weren't done exactly the way they said they wanted them to be done. Anyway, and also Murtha, and I think that everybody, this is no argument, was also probably the king of pork. That he's got an airport there in Pennsylvania. It's been on TV several times that they are spending, you know, $6 million here, $6 million there for an airport that has like 15 landings a week. I think we have more landings right here
we're in Reading.
We're in Reading, and I'm thinking, well, come on, Wally, let's get going. I mean, if he's getting that much for that little airport, we have more than that. I bet we could use another $15 or $20 million out there in the Reading airport.
Well, I wonder what kind of activity the Chico Airport has.
I don't know.
I've never flown out of Chico.
Well, you know, these are things we're going to talk about. We're also said, like, we're going to talk about Sarah Palin. We're going to be talking about chocolate. We're going to be talking about with our guest Frank Strazzarino on the Chamber of Commerce. By the way, our surprise guest on Friday signed up. It's going to be the District Attorney Jerry Benito. He's going to be in here from 8 to 9, and then he's going to join us at our town hall meeting.
following up Carlton from last Friday.
That's right.
So for those of you who kind of got steamed and thought, well, whatever you wanted to do to articulate your thoughts, now Friday, both forums here on Free Fire Radio. If you don't feel like showing up to the town hall live, or make a call to 605-4567. That is our hotline here in the studio, as well as sending us emails at kcnr1460.com. And you might want to do that today, too, because we have some very exciting guests coming up. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision craft lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, so much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or a church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. I didn't introduce Bad Bob. Say there. Say hello, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
Okay, turn it off. All right, and of course, my partner, Bad Bob, has done something between he and Brad, our webmaster here, has. We are streaming live. If you go to KCNR1460.com, we're on, we're live.
Are we making history?
And we're making history for us. We've got it on, and we're going to be streaming our show and the news beginning tomorrow. The news will start streaming tomorrow, but our show every day, and then we're also going to be streaming our Saturday shows and our new Sunday show. We've got a new Sunday show that we're going to have him in here this week to talk about, Steve Lafferty.
I can't concentrate right now. You know why?
It's because I've used that new cologne, and I'm just kind of looking okay.
Well, I can't get past the fact that in my right hand I'm holding up this beautiful box of chocolates. And they look so good, I can't wait to devour one. But first, may I introduce to you our chocolate goddess, Nancy Matthews. You may know her as Nanette.
chocolate de Nanette.
Chocolate de. I like the de. I like the chocolate de Nanette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you for joining us because I know it's so amazingly busy for you right now. Is this the busiest time of year?
It was when I was strictly had a retail shop. Now it is very busy because I have two jobs, flowers and chocolate. So it keeps me hopping. I love it, though.
It is very busy because I have two jobs, flowers and...
Okay, well, that's what happens when you're streaming and a cord is out because, you know, we'll just lead you along the way. Okay, so now we have, in my hand, there are 12 wonderful... No, what do you call
them? We have a sorted box and... It has truffles and toffees and Oreo clusters and turtles.
Now, you like Oreos. You've always
said
you like...
Well, you know, while you were just talking to her, I licked two or three of the truffles. I did that because it worked when I was a child. I would run in there and lick one.
You want to try the Oreo first? Is that what it means? You claimed it when you licked it?
Well, of course.
Okay,
you
Bob.
You lick it, it's yours.
Okay, I'm...
Oh, dear.
I think I know which one I'm going for first. You know, I think I want to go with... No, which
vitamin
one is
vitamin C.
That's a milk chocolate turtle.
A turtle. I love turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is good. Well, you know what? We could be bought.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We're
Dr.
celebrating
Powell,
Valentine's
if you're listening,
right now.
Please turn down your radio, Dr. Powell. There you go.
Would you please describe this why we're in chocolate ecstasy here?
Don't look at your mouth.
We do need the camera.
I think you're describing it yourself, by the way. You're eating it, so
where
enjoy.
Where can we get these?
The box that I presented to you guys, actually, Days of Voodoo carries that type of box in their little reception counter. Holiday Market carries all of my chocolates, from dip pretzels to truffles. So they're big, big up on Buenaventura. They're gearing up for Valentine's. I'm keeping them loaded.
That's a local store.
Yes.
Right? Locally owned.
Right. I have a...
Where was the first place they were at?
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu is the box that you're carrying.
Oh,
right.
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
Great place to eat. Yeah.
And Leatherby's carries a small assortment.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little history for those who might not know your history here in Shasta County.
Well, actually, my history started in this very building. I had a 200 square foot in the entryway where the downtown travel close to that.
Hmm.
That was my first wholesale shop.
Scary, I bet.
It was interesting. There was an old medical and dental buildings upstairs here that they were working on. Wholesale for 3 years. Then I moved around the corner in this very same building and worked, opened a retail, which was very busy.
Okay.
And we did wholesale and retail. Then we moved over to Market Street.
How did you get involved with the making of such... By the way, this... On a scale of 1 to 10, this is an 11. It is just, I don't, you know, chocolate, when you have really good chocolate, it's just, it stands alone beyond anything else. So I've kind of been having a little chocolate-gasm here. How did you get involved with making chocolate? As a child, or what's the history?
No, actually, started after I had my first child, and... went into a business called Lots of Chocolate and went house to house like a Tupperware thing and would teach people how to do chocolate in their homes and got involved with a company which went out of business, actually. And I was interested in the chocolate business, so my husband helped me and pursued, and we opened our own little spot. And I just learned about it, just kept working on chocolate, reading about it, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I must confess that Christmas time came around and I was at Holiday, and I've known you a little, you know, through the flowers and through your restaurant, your prior restaurant, because I've only been up here 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I really was looking for something that would be sweet to give out at Christmas that was local. So I was up at Holiday, and I saw your boxes up there, and I bought everyone they had and gave those as
Thank
Christmas
you.
Presents. Yes. And I didn't keep one for myself.
Uh-oh.
But I do know that it is a wonderful presentation. And we're just here to say that, you know, Valentine's is always about chocolate and flowers and your sweetheart and dinner. And I don't know why chocolate. Why is chocolate kind of goes along hand in hand with Valentine's. Is it because it's sweet?
Sweets for your sweet, absolutely. It just all goes together with flowers, champagne, just works. And it has for many, many, many years. And chocolate flies in Valentine's. And then Christmas follows.
Mm.
Well, you know, you've pretty much lucked out. So far, you've had women coming in and singing you love songs.
Sweet Adeline's giving
you two.
I cried.
And then I'm having chocolate delivered to you. And there'll be a couple other things happening this week as we go along.
Now, what are these? The Mount Shasta bar.
Well, you know, I know you are all about community service, and I just want to say that the Mount Shasta bar started 7 years ago, and it's a nice couple up in Mount Shasta, Joe and Michael Worth, who started their philanthropists, and they started the candy bar business through me, and they donate all their money to the trails in Siskiyou County, and they are avid hikers. In fact, they're in Costa Rica right now hiking, and they donate all the profits that they make. And if you go up to any of the stores from Dunsmuir up to Wairika, you'll see these candy bars in grocery stores and gift shops and everywhere, and they're very, very popular.
This is a wonderful thing to do when you put a gift basket together that you want to send to people in New York, or, you know, it doesn't matter if they're even in Southern California, people who are not from this area, as far as goodies, the homemade soaps, the chocolates. This is beautiful.
If you haven't seen it, the cover on it, or the wrapper on it, is Mount Shasta. And it's a beautiful photo. It's snow-covered. And on that, it's got the Mount Shasta bar. And this is all the money is donated to charity. Is that what you said?
To the trails and all that.
Great.
Maintenance.
Well, Turtle Bay right now is doing an exhibit on Mount Shasta. But we'll be right back. We are here with the chocolate goddess. It's Nanette de...
Chocolate de Nanette.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Great.
Hello, this is Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank all of our loyal customers. Now that winter finally got here, we hope you're saving money by using your Monitor and Toyo kerosene heater. At the plant, we have clear and dyed diesel, unleaded, greases, synthetics, and oils. Everything from race fuel to propane bottles, we have it all. So give us a call at Northern Lights Energy. Talk to our friendly staff. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is in February 11th, 12th, and 13th. We will be at the Redding Convention Center this year, so stop by our booth and say hello. Saturday is a big day. It's free to the public. Everything from the backhoe rodeo to logging competition to antique trucks. We still have a few spaces available. Sarah Palin tickets for the 8th are being sold through the Convention Center for the matinee. So give us a call. Support your community. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointment. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosegrodentistry.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Calvin, good morning.
Morning. My name's Calvin, and I went to see Sarah Palin, and I was just going to tell everybody how I got to shake her hand and get her autograph.
And did you have a great time there, Calvin?
Yeah.
What happened?
How'd you meet her?
Well, I had a really good time there with my grandpa. He took me.
Oh, he did? So where did you meet Sarah?
I got to meet her on stage.
Oh. Well, that was fun. Did you get you got her autograph?
Yeah, I got her in the book Going Rogue.
So did you enjoy the speech?
Yeah.
Did your grandpa enjoy the speech?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, thanks for your call this morning. I bet you feel very special, one of the few here in Reading that got to shake Sarah Palin's hand and meet her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye, son. Okay. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, because there's, you know, we'll talk about Sarah in a little bit, but, you know, this is what I love about the North State, and this is where the, you know, the ones that are the radical ones that get on the blogs just going to love this. But, you know, there is no video recording. There is no video devices allowed, no cameras, and no audio recording allowed. But they didn't say a word about can't hit, bring your guns in. So, you know, this was, you know, this.
Concealed carry.
You know, there's, you know, okay, as long as we can still carry, we're okay. But we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk some about the Sarah Palin, extravaganza last night.
But our guest today, and one more time, because we're sitting here in this beautiful chocolate morning with the chocolate de Nanette. And let's talk about how you said it takes a long time, all day long, to make these truffles.
Right. It is a process, and I do have great machinery, tempering machines and all that, but it does take a while to make all the chocolates.
Don't touch that one, Bob. That's mine. Get your fingers off mine.
But I thoroughly enjoy it.
You can have whatever you want. Okay, so that's what I love to hear about. You know, first of all, it's a beautiful presentation and, you know, visually beautiful. It's not just, you know, a machine that plops the chocolate.
No, it's all done by hand. All done by hand.
All day long.
All day long.
You have to just be so passionate about it that you would take that kind of time.
I am passionate about it.
And you also, tell us about your flowers.
Well, I also work down in the floral shop down at Safeway, and it's a very busy time of the year. Thoroughly enjoy that, too. Chocolate is my passion, though, and usually I'll work and zip up there and work on the chocolate shop, and I'm right underneath Leatherby's, so it's very convenient in travel time.
And you have wonderful service-oriented, yummy things that run in your family.
Yes, we do. When my husband and I turned over the restaurant to our son, Wes, and it was Nanette's restaurant, and now it's Market Street Steakhouse, and him and his partner are doing just fabulous. Unfortunately, they don't sell my chocolates, but I am going to be dipping strawberries for their wonderful gala Valentine's dinner.
So. Wow. Tell us about their Valentine's dinner.
Well, they have an amazing restaurant menu, and they're going to be doing lobster special and beef Oscar special. So.
Oof. Yeah.
Sounds great. I'm going after I work.
Well, you know, with the Market Street Steakhouse, that has really become quite the hang. It's a very cool, good food, place to go hang out before or after the theater, have a cocktail. It's got a great bar. And did they not also open at Capone's across the street as well?
Correct. Actually, my son's partner did Capone's with another gentleman. My son is going on another venture. He's going to be doing Senor Rosa's, reopening it with a gentleman, Andy Freeman, who purchased the building. So that's exciting.
Where would that be?
It's over on Eureka Way. And I think the people who used to go to Santa Rosa's know exactly where it is. So they're going to refurbish it and open it up in March.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yes, that was really the... Ooh.
Is that the one on the corner there? And that, okay, anyway.
Kind of tucked back.
That's great. You know what? Thank you so much for coming by because, you know, your work with chocolate is it's an art. It's not just chocolate. It's an art. Now, where can they get them? Again, one more time.
We have Holiday Market on Buenaventura, Deja Vu, Leatherby's. Also, Marshall's Florist will be carrying it for, they always carry it, but they I'm loading them up this morning, and Westside Floral.
Love that. Well, thank you so much. It's Chocolates, Chocolate du Nanette, and this is the way to go to your lover's heart. Trust me.
Thank you. I want to thank you both, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. So, you know, we like being here, and this is the kind of things we like doing.
When I'm making chocolate, I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. With its latest announcement, Toyota's global recall now stands at 8.5 million vehicles. Nearly half a million Prius and Lexus vehicles getting called in for brake problem fixes. Some 130,000 of those here in the United States. Numbers are out for Coke, Coors, and Quarter Pounders. Coca-Cola's earnings in the fourth quarter rose 55% thanks to strength in Asia and Latin America. Sales at the Golden Arches also stronger globally, but edging down here at home. In fact, McDonald's global sales in January up by 2.6%. And Molson Coors brewing up some $222 million in profits last quarter, which was lower than expectations. And this latest change might have you tossing and turning. American Airlines slapping an $8 charge for a pillow and a blanket for domestic flights and some international ones in coach class. That will start in May. With your Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:32. We're going to talk about what happened last night. Sarah Palin came to town, rode her horse, rode her charger into town, and I can't talk about the 3 o'clock because I wasn't there, but it looked like it was as crowded as the 7 p.m., now, we thought we were going to get down there and just get stuck in all types of lines, so because we didn't even leave the house, our house, until like 10 after 6. But everything walked in. We walked in quick, sat down, and we had the Semper Fi 2, which is a color guard from right here in the North State. And these gents just are great. I mean, they brought on the flag, you know. They everybody stood up and sang the national anthem,
And the California Cowboys came out and they played, you know, they're, you know, just like a band for like 10 minutes, played maybe three or four songs. But the last one they played was Proud to Be an American. There, people rose to their feet for this song on Proud to Be an American. And it was, you know, you talk about bringing tears to people's eyes. And there wasn't one seat that I could see in this entire Civic Auditorium.
It was empty.
That did not have somebody in it. That's right. There was, I guess there was a few protesters, but I didn't see any. I think there was one standing out there by the road, and I couldn't tell if it was a protester. It was one of those, well, protest for beer.
No. Sure he had a sign, and we only saw one, but we came in from over the bridge. Yeah. We, instead of coming down 5 that way, we came over the bridge.
Well, let's talk about what Sarah Palin said last night, if you weren't there. She walks out on the stage, it's kind of like, and it's funny, it's kind of like a rock star, everybody's, standing and applauding.
Screaming.
She thanked Nadine Bailey, one of our locals, for putting this thing together. She thanked the military. And then she launched into her speech, and it was 45 minutes. This speech lasted 45 minutes and had over 38 stoppages for applause. She was interrupted over 38 times, maybe even more than that, for applause for what she was saying. The big thing is that there's, is for the government. Her main thing was, government, get off the people's backs. Get off the people's backs. And you started at the city level when she said, talked about when she was a mayor or she was on the city council in Wasilla, Alaska, and said, they were making all these laws up, including how many times, how fast the town barbershop pole, the barber pole, should revolve. And she said, well, we don't even have a town barber. And, oh, yeah, but we need to have rules and regulations. And you know what? I can't help but think that this type of mentality, this type of bureaucratic mentality here in California and here in Redding is running rampant right now. And our guest today, Frank Strazzarino from the Chamber of Commerce, we're going to talk to him about that, that you keep making laws, you keep making restrictions, and you start standing, in the way of progress and in business. And I'm not talking about a safety regulation that says you can't dump garbage in the middle of the street, but, do you care how many times the neon sign blinks in front of your business? Why should the city? Anyway, her speech addressed the problems facing the logging industry and how government regulations are not a huge help, and that activists, how they abuse the legal system, how they use the legal system to stop logging, to harass the logging companies that are doing the work that should be done, including this latest one, and we'll have somebody in on this, that a group out of New Mexico sued Sierra Pacific to make them stop cutting timber on their own property. Now, that's all I know about it, so we're going to research that. It seems kind of funny that you can't, cut trees on your own property. And then other things she addressed was, what about trees that are being destroyed by fires and the spruce beetles that could have been harvested? But they're not letting anybody cut anything. So what happens? You have so much fuel that when the fires start, all this timber is burnt. And even if the timber that can be salvaged from these fires, they're not letting them do it. What's going on with this? The whole thing was government on your back and making it difficult to do what. Has been done correctly for so long. She did joke about, if you remember the last couple of days, especially if you ever watched Keith Olbermann, and maybe nobody does, according to his ratings, except to see where he'll screw up next. Keith Olbermann on MSNBC made a big thing about her writing on her hand, right? Because she had written some notes on her hand for a speech a couple of days ago. So this time she walks out, she holds her hand out, there's something written on it, and she says, this is just for NBC or anybody else that may have snuck in here, and it says, Loggers Rock. So, a huge laugh out of that. And it is kind of funny when you think about it, because, it's we If Sarah Palin says something, you know, immediately hits the front pages, you know, oh, gosh, you can't speak, you know, oh, what about this, her sing-song way. And I think about, you know, things that President Obama have said that have just been ignored, including something y'all heard first here on our show when he was talking about corpsmen. Yeah, corpsmen. And he said it two or three times. And, of course, he meant to say corpsman. He was reading it off his teleprompter, but teleprompters don't have pronunciation on it. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we laughed about it, and then, but now, you know, all of a sudden it's hitting the big shows, the national shows. Here's what I think. Everybody makes mistakes when you're talking. And if you're on the air and people are listening, people will hear it. Including some I've made that have just been so horrendous that I've actually gotten, somebody sent me a book on pronunciation.
Well, I would like to add my 2 cents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some might think it's 3 cents. But last night there was a vigor in the room, a feeling of hope, somebody, I think that many of us that were there felt like here's somebody who is a champion and takes the punches, comes out looking like, she looks like $1 million. I know she's a runner, and you can tell she's got, you know, she's just really in shape and has an aura of beauty. And before we went into the concert hall, we were able to talk to a gal who had met her, because we went to the evening speech last night. But she said, I had a chance to meet her and had her sign my book. And she said, she's absolutely gorgeous. You can feel her heart. You can feel her sincerity. And she just was gushing at how wonderful it was to meet her. So I just had to share that with you, our listening audience.
Well, and then we had Linda Hartman, one of our supervisors, met up with Sarah Palin and actually had a long conversation with her.
Regarding children and what it is to hold office and being a mom. And
To run a campaign by yourself sometimes and against the entrenched opposition. So
right.
Linda and Sarah have that in common. Now, the things is Sarah Palin the best orator? Is she the best speaker that's out there? Absolutely not. Of course not. But what does she do? She speaks from her heart. At least that's the way it comes across, is these are not just words that she feels these, than when she says it. And she made two or three points. And one big point was, why are we spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on oil that we're sending to countries that are not friendly to us, when we could be, by the judicial use of our own natural resources, recover oil in Alaska, off the coast of California, off the coast of Virginia, off different coasts that, you know, that President Obama said, but we'll look at this. Well, we can do that. And the fact is that we can use nuclear power, and that we've got to start doing that. My friends, we're sending billions of dollars to states that sponsor terrorists. Now, you won't see that in writing specifically about Saudi Arabia, but they're the ones that put the mosque all over the world. They're the ones that are run by the Wahhabists, a very fundamentalist sect of Islam. We're sending money to people that don't like us. We're spending billions of dollars to people that don't like us, when we could save that money and use it here. And trust me, if the money dries up from the oil going over to these countries, their ability to wage war against us drops dramatically. So why aren't we doing that? Is it because we're listening to Fox News Radio? No. It's because we're not taking charge of our own destiny. We are relying on others to take care of us. We are turning into a country that has people take care of us, that wants to put laws on everything we do, that we can't cut a tree on our own property. There's something wrong with this. So
our independence from oil from other countries has got to be one of the top ways of helping our economy. And let's just take it a little bit further. It's, you know, the green movement, you know, we need to go that way. We do need to have solar. We need to have wind. We need to do waves. And we need to do different ways. But it's not there yet. It's not going to be there for a while. And until it does, we do rely on a carbon-based fuel source. So why don't we take control of our lives, take control of our energy, and get that carbon-based fuel, that oil, coal, right from our country, where we practice the safest environmental practices of taking oil and coal anywhere in the world. So that way we can control it. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
744, 43 degrees, KCNR 1460.
Come and enjoy a romantic Valentine's evening at Market Street Steakhouse. Tell your server you heard this announcement on KCNR and you'll receive a free appetizer with any two entree orders. You can order off their wonderful menu or enjoy their Valentine's Day specials, like an 8-ounce beef Oscar filet mignon topped with Dungeness crab, asparagus, and hollandaise sauce, choice of side dish and dipped strawberry, or dinner for two includes a mouth-watering 6-ounce crab-stuffed lobster tail, 8-ounce filet mignon, choice of two side dishes, heart-shaped red velvet cake, dipped strawberries, and a glass of champagne served family style for $120, excluding tax or gratuity. The bar is also featuring Valentine's drink specials, like a white chocolate and cherry martini, strawberry champagne, or an ultraviolet. So make your reservations now at 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse, located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. The mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Join your community in building a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of the services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to our veterans. NorCalVets.com believes that we should not only support our veterans, but their families and the businesses, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please call NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. That's NorCalVets.com.
Hi, this is Trudy Pratt. Have you tried the new Airpark Cafe lately? Owner Cindy Norris is known for her veggie scramble. It includes hash browns and toast for $6.50. It's my favorite breakfast in Reading. Airpark Cafe is located at Benton Airpark where Gold Street meets Airpark Drive. The hours at the Airpark are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., and on Sundays a bit shorter from 7:30 in the morning until 1:30 p.m. Come and watch the planes land at the Airpark Cafe.
Good morning. Welcome back. You are listening to Free Fire Radio here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. And, oh, guess what? We have a very exciting moment coming up here where we have a group from Kids Unlimited. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And everything that I have ever seen that's Kids Unlimited, a show, I've left just feeling so honored and blessed to see the talent and the people who help make the Kids Unlimited program happen. So good morning. First, I'd like to ask, what are you guys doing this summer?
Actually, this summer, we are going to be having some performances at the Civic Auditorium at the end of June, like we always do. And we're actually mainly here to talk about the summer camp and what it's all about and when it is and all those good things and about registering for summer camp for the kids.
All right. So I hear the summer camp is the place to be.
Yes, it is.
All right. So what happens with summer camp?
Actually, I am going to put Riley here. And Riley has been in Kids Unlimited for many years, and I will let her tell you about it.
Well, welcome, Riley, to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm wonderful. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, and how long have you been with Kids Unlimited?
I've been in Kids Unlimited for 5.5 years now, I think.
Wow. So do you go to summer camp every summer?
Yeah, every summer.
Okay, so that's been 5.5 years you've been in Kids Unlimited. What do you like about summer camp?
Well, it's just such a positive environment to work in, and it's just so great because everyone's so excited about it. And everyone's willing to learn. Like, we learned so many dances, like 25 or maybe even more than that. We learned a lot of dances, and everyone's just so excited to learn them and so happy that they have the privilege to learn them. And it's just great to be in.
Well, a couple more questions here. How long does the camp last?
6 weeks.
Okay, and wonderful. Do you go away to camp, or is it you're at home and then you just go every day to a place that they call camp?
It's just you go every day to a place they call camp. It's usually at a school campus.
And do you get, like, a certificate at the end? Like, I completed summer camp with Kids Unlimited in 2010.
Well, they have an award ceremony for, like, most improved and first participant. And then, like, you have for 5 years you get a certain prize, and then for 6 years you get another prize. So it's just, like, it depends on who they give it to. But mostly everyone gets one. Everyone gets one.
And Riley, this is a perfect example of why a parent would think about sending their child to a camp, because you're 13 years old and I'm throwing mm-hmm. questions at you. You didn't know what I was going to ask you. You're articulate. You're clear.
Thank you.
And that's what's so great about theater. People don't realize that you have to work in your mind. You have to, 5, 6, 7, 8, you have to hit that spot.
Yeah.
And it's so great for everything else, for academics, for how you deal with driving a car, how you deal in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And the theater arts are a wonderful training ground for that. Now, Jeff, is Jeff your father, Riley?
Yes, he is.
Because we know it's very important. It's just as important for the children as it is for the parents, because it has to be a mutual agreement.
It does. Our whole family is vested in this, and it's just a great camp. What it's done for Riley over the years, her self-esteem, her confidence, everything. I mean, it's just awesome. It's given her the chance to perform in other venues. She performs in her school plays, and it's just a great thing. I mean, I've seen her grow so much in the years she's been with KU.
How wonderful. Well, you were in that performance not too long ago where the fathers danced with their daughters.
No, I didn't participate in that.
That was a good visual. I had a great time watching that. So, what else do you have to share with us about the camp?
Well, we've got registration coming up. The show camp starts June 14th, and we've got three registrations. And we're only taking, the first 200 children who sign up. And so we really need to, make sure everyone gets signed up right away. We've got our first registration coming up this Saturday, February 13th. Then we have one March 13th and March 27th. They're at the Mount Shasta Mall from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. By the food court.
You can also register online, can't you?
Absolutely. If you go to KUIA.org, you can get all the information you want, and you can register online as well.
We're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Kids Unlimited. And join us after these messages.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door.
We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail-order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosegrodentistry.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, what are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
February 14th is almost here, and if you want to take your sweetheart to a place that is off the charts, you've got to experience Ensalmo Vineyards. Try their award-winning wines, Chef John Spadelli's five-star cuisine. Make a memory, Ensalmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. Call 474-5546 for wine tasting and restaurant hours. That's 474-5546. Ensalmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Yeah, welcome back to Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's the finest coffee you can get at the greatest prices, finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Joe and Shelley support the community in so many ways. Tobacco and Brew, so much more than just a tobacco emporium.
Riley.
Yes?
Okay, now, after you've done the camp and you've... would you say 6 weeks long?
Yes.
Okay. So you go through 6 weeks, and then you have these four Broadway performance-style shows. How does it feel after working all summer long to perform in front of thousands of people?
Well, it's like an award because you've been working so hard for the shows, and then you get to, like, show off what you've learned and show off what you've, like, accomplished, and... It's very nerve-wracking, I have to admit, but once you get on stage, it's very exciting, and you just kind of, you don't get nervous when you're actually on stage, but it feels good to just, like, be able to perform in front of everyone.
So after about 5.5 years that you've been involved with Kids Unlimited, you have become, like, the spokeswoman cheerleader to to try to share. For those people who are listening, there are really only 200 spots, so it is limited. And, Jeff, you were mentioning earlier about if they went to the website, it is affordable, if they go to the Mount Shasta Mall, they can ask about it or go to the website, so people don't have to have this fear about, oh, my gosh, it's a six-week camp, it's got to be expensive, because what were you saying at the break?
Yeah, actually... compared to a lot of other day camps, we're actually cheaper, and they're getting a lot more instruction throughout the day. The camp begins about 8:30 in the morning, goes to about 4 in the afternoon, and they're in classes all day. So they're learning to dance, sing. There's drama classes. There's all kinds of electives they can take, art classes. So they're learning throughout the day, so it's not just a day camp.
That's great.
And the ages begin at?
Ages are 7 to 18.
Okay, we've just got like about 90 seconds here. Tell us again when the registration starts and where.
Okay, we have a registration this Saturday, February 13th, at the Mount Shasta Mall Food Court from 11 to 3.
Okay, that's the first one. The second one is in
second
March.
One is March 13th, and the third one is March 27th.
And you usually fill these up quick.
We usually do. We like to try to, you know, get an idea of what's going on for summer early.
Okay, and if they can't make it to the food court, then you have a website.
We have a website. They can go to KUIA.org to get all the pricing information and actually register online.
Great. Well,
thanks for coming in this morning. It's such a wonderful community program, and I wish they would have had this when I was a kid. I would have been, every year I would have been a Kids Unlimited. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Okay, our guest for the next our next hour will be Frank Strazzarino, who is the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, live radio.
I just offered you're a lucky piece of chocolate.
There's not other noises that come out of this place. So, yeah, have a piece of chocolate, share it. Riley, you have some too, and they're going to be overdosed on chocolate here, Jeff, so watch out. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We're going to be coming back, like I said, with Frank Strazzarino from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be discussing what can happen here in town to make things easier for business. Is it as bad as some people think? And what else we can do to help our local community? Carl Linda Bott, this is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Taliban is under attack. U.S. troops launching a major operation in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on it live.
Yeah, they're trying to take the last major Taliban-controlled district in southern Afghanistan, Marjeh Town, where U.S. Marines and others have been threatening an assault for weeks to try to get non-Taliban to leave.
Our aim, as always, is to minimize casualties and to separate the hardline Taliban from those who have been caught up in the insurgency.
Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown, 40,000 U.S. and NATO troops have been surging into Afghanistan across the country to allow for more clear-and-hold operations ahead. Dave?
Alistair, it's snowing in Cincinnati and Chicago, where hundreds of flights have been canceled as the storm moves east, ready to nail Baltimore and Philadelphia and Washington again.
I had wished for a snowstorm, but this was far more than I ever wanted.
She's still without power in Maryland, buried under a few feet of snow from last weekend's storm. Now, that storm has shut down the federal government another day, but President Obama is working with Republicans, trying to figure out how to get more people to work. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live at the White House.
That meeting going on right now with House and Senate leaders from both parties, Dave.
The American people are frustrated with the lack of progress on some key issues.
Certainly the lack of hiring by businesses large and small topping the list of frustrations, according to President Obama.
My hope is that both in the House and the Senate we'll see some packages moving over the next several weeks.
Such as the new tax breaks for businesses that hire new workers this year and new strategies for getting the deficit and national debt under control. Dave?
Rich, Toyota is recalling nearly 150,000 more cars in the U.S., Priuses and Lexus HS250 hybrids that could have brake problems.
We will do everything in our power to regain the confidence of our customers.
President Akio Toyota, as the automaker fixes a big gas pedal recall. The UN is angry. An earthquake ravaged Haiti, threatening to cut off supplies to a dozen hospitals unless they stop charging for free medicine. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ever notice that we're becoming a smaller is better society? TVs are thinner, our cell phones are tiny, and if you want better fuel efficiency, you drive a CSX freight train. A train that moves 1 ton of goods 436 miles on a single gallon of fuel. And since CSX is constantly improving fuel efficiency, that number will keep growing. Maybe smaller isn't always better. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
This Valentine's Day, say the three words everyone loves to hear. Mm-mm-mm. That's what you'll say at Outback when you try one of our two Valentine's Day specials. Our juicy signature sirloin, seared just the way you like it at just $9.95. Or our signature sirloin and succulent shrimp scampi at just $10.95. And because you can't wait to celebrate, we're open at noon on Valentine's Day. So come on into Outback and say, mm-mm-mm, this Valentine's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Says it has started making more nuclear fuel, enriching uranium to higher levels, though and has also reportedly said it wouldn't need to if the U.S. provided it nuclear fuel.
This is a leadership that faces some pressures that they didn't a couple of years ago, and questions about their legitimacy from their own people.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates wants a new round of U.N. sanctions on Iran in weeks, not months. Gaza is about to be further cut off.
Egypt is preparing to sink a wall deep into the ground to cut off Gaza's smuggling tunnels. They have become a lifeline since the border was sealed off with Israel more than 2.5 years ago after the kidnapping of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. The tunnels have provided supplies from everything from basic food to major appliances, fuel, and medical supplies. Israel claims Hamas receives weapons and money from Iran through them. Israel controls all land, sea, and air borders. This border with Egypt has been its only connection with the outside world. In Jerusalem, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The Dow is back above 10,000, rallying today up about 100 points after yesterday's sell-off brought it back to close below that 10,000 level for the first time since November. Jay Leno, whose primetime flop helped KO Conan O'Brien, has one last 10 p.m. show.
It's the Jay Leno Show.
Even though Leno is staying at NBC, you won't hear that intro anymore. Instead, it'll be the Tonight Show with Jay Leno back at 11:35. As soon as the Winter Olympics coverage is over, the Jay Leno Show will be no more. Replacing it will be several shows, one each weekday, with the most highly anticipated being Jerry Seinfeld's comedy, The Marriage Ref.
We're trying to shorten the fights of American marriages.
Leno will pick up the Tonight Show in March. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
America has a new idol. Ellen DeGeneres. She debuts tonight as Paula Abdul's replacement on American Idol.
I hate hurting people's feelings. That, I think, is the hardest part.
She and Simon and the gang will judge the 181 singers that made it to Hollywood. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 in the first segment. We talked about Sarah Palin being in town. We had the Chocolate Lady. We had Kids Unlimited. Now, in our second segment, our second hour, our guest is Frank Strazzarino, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, I think this is the first time you've been on the show.
I think so, yeah. So.
Well, what we try to do is, on the show, Linda and I made a, you know, a conscious decision when we first launched the station, was we want to, one, support the community in any way we can. And, you know, and part of it is having Kids Unlimited on, and parts of it is, you know, talking to small businesses every week. And to support the small businesses and to try and get out there how important it is that we stick together here and that we go to our businesses and go to our local businesses. The money stays here for the most part. And who would be a better person to have here to talk about business but the President and Chief Executive Officer of our Chamber of Commerce? So good morning.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And small business is the lifeblood of our entire society, and in Reading, small business is a very big deal. We have about 1,000 members of the Chamber of Commerce, and most of them are small business, mom, pop, maybe 5 or 6 employees. They work long hours. They work hard. Ask them the last time they took vacation. Look at the cars they drive. That they're hardworking people that pay tax and contribute to that. And some of the best things we can do is just get out of their way and let them be successful. And unfortunately, some of the fees, fines, forfeitures, business regulation, and all that makes it difficult for people to make a buck. Many of us are involved in economic development, and later we'll talk about Stillwater or all the efforts, and everybody wants to hit a home run and bring in 200 jobs at the same time or 300 jobs with a big company, but there's something like 4,000 business licenses in town. And if we could just get those businesses to add a half employee each, that's 2,000 jobs. Nobody's going to bring us 2,000 jobs from a large company coming in, so that's how it's going to happen. And as we talked during the show, and I've listened to your show, and I know you understand this, if we can do things to stimulate job creation, stop taxing people to death, encourage them for job creation, do some more innovative things here, we can move this community forward, and that's one of the things the Chamber works on.
Frank, I would love to ask you, and this also give a little bit of a background of who you are, your history. For those people who perhaps know your name but don't really know much about you, what led you to the position of the president of the Chamber of Commerce?
Sure, I was born and raised in San Francisco, and my wife and both my kids are. I went to school, graduated from USF, stayed and got a teaching credential. So I taught in San Francisco Unified School District for about 3 years. I really enjoyed that, taught at some tough schools. One was Everett Junior High School, which was O.J. Simpson's alma mater. Really, really enjoyed that, but for a lot of reasons, with tenure and the teachers there, sadly, every single person in my graduating class at USF is not teaching today. None of us are. And that's another day subject about tenure and Deadwood and all that, but some of the new teachers with some innovative methods did not get in. So I had to leave teaching, got into banking, did that for 10 years with Bayview Federal Savings, and they became part of U.S. Bank. Really enjoyed the banking part. And after that, association management. I managed the Chamber of Commerce in South San Francisco. Then I went to Cupertino, managed their chamber for 5 years. And then I came up here 16 years ago for a 5-year stint to move on. And like everybody else around here, you come to Reading and you fall in love with the community. If you talk to folks on the Highway Patrol or Caltrans and at the city and at the county and people around that have had really good promotions put in front of them, and Reading's their home, and they're staying here, and that's what we decided as a family as well.
Well, we know exactly what you mean about that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Frank Strazzarino, who is the president and CEO of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Time is 8:12. This is KCNR 1460. A 50% chance of showers today, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 58. North wind around 6 miles per hour, being calm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of around 36. Boo. Love it. Love my down comforter on when it's cold outside.
You can always wrap elk killer around your neck, too.
It'll be calm winds tonight with a northwest wind of around 5 miles per hour. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we had a special drop-in. We love that. We have friends that just came in, and so before the kids head off to school. And, by the way, we just met the kids today, so it was just some friends coming. We have Calvin and what are your names again?
Tony and Kristen.
Calvin, Tony, and Kristen.
Daniel brought them by.
Say hello.
Hi.
You know, see, again, community radio is that people drop by and say hello. They want to show the kids, hey, look, this is what a mega radio station studio looks like, you know, that goes out to hundreds of thousands of people. So they're in here, and they got to talk to everybody out there. So, okay, now.
Going back to what the community is all about.
Yeah, tell us again.
I thought we'd let the kids talk a little bit. Those are all the future business people.
They are the future business people.
They're also the future taxpayers.
They'll be the future business people if the government lets that happen.
Well, that's correct, and the future taxpayers. So we could talk about pension reform. We could talk about the budget. But the reason we do the things we do is to be sure there is a future and that we don't saddle folks with debt and we create jobs here for them. And you know, we've had a lot of problem with young people leaving our community, and that's something we're really trying to change, and that's the effort of bringing more jobs here.
And you know what, Christina, is that her name?
Kristen.
Kristen, how old is Kristen? Kristen is 6 years old. How does it feel to know you owe $150,000 right now, Kristen, and that right now you're going to have to work till you're 86 to take care of me?
Oh, that's daunting.
No, she doesn't like that. No, I wouldn't
She's
either.
She's shaking
honey.
Her head.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was too daunting, Carl. That was very dark.
You are such a sweetheart, honey. Look at you. You know what? She does not have a perfect face for radio. She's too cute. Okay. All right, let's go back to this, you know, the Chamber of Commerce. What does it do for our city?
Yeah, the Chamber, as I mentioned, has 1,000 members, and they employ about 15,000 people altogether. So we are the largest business organization in the North State. We have a big, fancy job description and mission statement about promoting the economic climate and business and all that, but it really boils down to two things, to promote and protect business. The promotion part are all the things that we do with trade shows and mixers and greeters every week, our publications, the referrals we make. So we do a lot to promote the business community and fundamentally say shop ready, which, by the way, is something that this station and Mike Quinn and others have been very good about running commercials featuring the shop ready message. The other thing that we do is protect business, and that's protecting business from all the things that hurt them, all the fees, fines, and forfeitures in government that make it really, really hard to make a buck. So I could take the whole paragraph of our mission statement, I can take promote and protect, and I could put it really succinctly in one word. And I'm never succinct, but this morning I will be as a special treat. And the word is profit. Profit is not a dirty word. When businesses profit, they're able to be successful, put dollars back in the community, and to create jobs, and that's, in essence, what we do. So when people really say, what are the three most important things to the Chamber, it's very simple. Jobs, jobs, and jobs.
Well, Frank, we can't tell you how many times that we've been on the street with our ear to the ground and hear people say that they were ready to start a business, and the fees became so outrageous that they just turned and walked the other way.
Yeah, and that's why we tend to go to the hearings and the meetings and speak up against fees. We work very closely with the realtors. We work closely with Shasta Voices and the Builders Exchange. So when these fees are being proposed, fixed buy fees or fees for development or fees for everything, and that's kind of the revenge of Prop 13. They've kind of come up with all these different fees, and we understand there's a need for reasonable fees where there's a nexus, and that can be proven. But generally speaking, we're killing the golden goose here, and the fees have gotten too high.
We're going to have to break in real quick here. On 299 East near Salt Creek Bridge, there's a mudslide. That's all the details we have at this time. But just be careful when you're out there. 299 East near Salt Creek Bridge, a mudslide.
Our guest today is Frank Strazzarino, for the President of Chief and Chief Executive Officer. I can say it. Can you say it? Give us your full title, sir.
President and Chief Executive Officer
of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, 605-4567. We're taking your calls. If you needed to ask Frank something, now's the time. He's in the hot seat.
Frank, Can you give an example of some of these fees, these owners' fees that business owners have to pay?
Well, the fees that just for taking out a business license, going through the permit process. The permit process at the city works better than it used to, and years ago we had some pretty knockdown, drag-out battles over that. So it's a little more efficient than it is. Of course, that's partially because there aren't as many people applying to open businesses or build buildings right now in this economy, so they have more time on their hands. But you look at some of the fees that are in the tens of thousands for building a home, and home building has really, really slowed down in this economy. Part of it's the fees, and we realize there are necessary fees for storm drain and for sewer fees and for gray water, but at the same time, it's the process that it takes to get open, and there are a lot of regulations. To me, if someone wants to open a business, and downtown there's been some particular issues with that because the buildings are older, some have bricks, some have to be retrofit, the infrastructure is not what it once was, so it makes people jump through a lot of hoops. And in business, as we know, time is money. And people just want an answer. They want to get open. And so it's been a little harder than usual. And then ultimately, it's not really the city. It's cumulatively all the taxes someone has to pay to run a business, and it just gets prohibitive.
Well, as people that just started a small business in this town, just the amount of paperwork is somewhat daunting, as we have found. Maybe we were a little bit naive at times, but essentially...
Workman's comp.
Yeah, but essentially we are, we're moving through that. The story I heard from a developer was, or a realtor said he had sold a piece of property downtown for $186,000. And the city put $80,000 worth of fees on top of that. So the deal did not go through. Because, hey, we can't afford that. And they were going to hire like 25 people to work. And we've got to take a look at this. You know, Palin said it last night. They were having this huge thing about, everything had to have a law or regulation on it, including the town barber pole. And there was no town barber. Has anybody, instead of passing new laws, gone back to scrub the ones we have?
When George McGovern left the Senate, he opened a bed and breakfast. He says, oh, my gosh, he got saddled with all the laws and regulations. And he said, if I knew how expensive it would be to run a business and about all these, I never would have passed half the things I did. Sense of detachment there.
We've got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Frank Strazzarino, who is the president and CEO of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Join us after these messages.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision craft lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctors' prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Tobacco & Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco & Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything, until I heard about pre-planning your own, final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first, until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Turn it on.
Keep going here. We gotta get away. Come on. There we go.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And Bob, tell us about the streaming and the prize. You come down behind door one.
Well, of course, we have initiated our live streaming on KCNR1460.com, and we have worked out most of the kinks, and it seems to be sounding pretty good. I'm monitoring it. Now it's about 7 seconds behind what we're doing on the air, but if you're in an office environment and your IT people allow it, you can listen to us live.
Well, even if they don't, you just put those little headphones on and just, you know, and you're typing and you're looking at the screen, and they'll just think you're doing work there. At your office. But, of course, we're kidding about that.
No, we're not, because a lot of people can multitask.
That's right.
A lot of people are very good at it. I'm not one, but you can hear the show and do your work and email on your 15-minute break. Let us know what's on your mind.
Yeah.
And we'll if you have any questions for Frank, our guest today, 605-4567.
Or if you were at Sarah Palin's concert last night and you have a comment about that, or that you were against Sarah Palin being here, and there were a few.
Tell us what it is to Frank. If you don't mind, again, our guest is Frank Strazzarino, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading. Why would one want to become a member?
I think they'd want to become a member for the activities. We have greeters, which is 100 people getting together twice a week, whether it's a breakfast greeter or noon greeters, including today at the Hilton Garden Inn. Wonderful opportunity to network. They like the referrals we make. We send out relocation packets. We take a lot of calls at the office. And we fundamentally bring people together to network, to meet one another, to do business throughout the community. And so our members appreciate those services and activities that we have. They also appreciate the representation. They can't go to all the council meetings and read all the staff reports. They can't talk to the elected officials, but they sure can tell me what's important to them. And then when we sit down, as we did recently with Mayor Jones, and said, here's what we're hearing, here's what's going on. The local purchasing preference is a good example of something that was just before council to give our businesses kind of an inside track with a 5% purchasing advantage. So we are able, by extension, to represent the members and do that. And by being large, a large chamber, we're able to have more of a voice. One other thing that kind of puts a exclamation point after what we do, we are an organization that is separate from the city, so we don't take any funding from them, but we also have a political action committee. And we've learned that there's, well, sometimes we talk to the elected officials and get a blank stare, but we know one thing they understand is money, and so we have a political action committee. We interview candidates. We ask some tough questions about job creation, about the economy, about downtown, about all the projects happening in town, and we score them. And frankly, when we feel they understand business and how jobs are created, we give them our name as endorsement, and we give them money. And some people think that's a little too political, but if we think that business ought to step up to the plate a little more than it does, and through extension with our political action committee, we're able to do that, and so we can, you know, get the ear of the council when we need to.
Okay, Frank, one of the things you talked about was the 5% I guess the bonus for the local businesses.
Right.
Where are we at with that?
Well, years ago I appeared before the Board of Supervisors and asked that they give a 5% local preference, meaning if Joe's furniture store is within 5% of the bid, he gets the job. And the reason for that is some sales tax comes back anyway, 1%. He creates jobs. He services the furniture. And so we're able to go ahead and bring those jobs there. The Board of Supervisors passed that unanimously, and some of them said, God, we wish it would be more than 5%. 5%. When I went before the city council years ago, they said, nope, it's a subsidy to business. If business can't compete, we'll give you 1%, which comes back anyway in sales tax revenue. So winding forward to just last council meeting with Mayor Jones' initiative, we testified again, encouraging the city council to go with the 5% so we could keep jobs local here, get more people buying local, including the city. They did not really buy into that. There was a really good discussion, a lot of testimony. Councilmember Dickerson felt that, well, if business can't compete on a level playing field, we have an obligation to get the best deal for the taxpayers. So he raised some good points. Bottom line, if one of our local businesses is within 5%, they have a chance to match the lowest bid. So if you have a furniture store, you just lost it out very close, but you're still within that 5%, and somebody from Sepulveda, you know, has a proposal, if you could match the proposal from Sepulveda or Oregon or whatever, you get the job. So that will be finalized in the next council meeting the day after the holiday, I think the 18th. And so, you know, we thought that the council understood that. These are unusual times, and that's why we're asking the council to take a strong look, do some unusual things. I am part of the Radical 10 committee, the one that was accused of being a secret committee, and we'll talk about that. And we're trying to do some unusual, radical things to jumpstart this economy and keep jobs here in this community. And so the council needs to similarly be willing to be a little more risk takers and try to get this economy moving forward.
605-4567. We're taking your calls. We've got to take a break here pretty soon. But before we do that, we are going to come back on the other side and talk about Stillwater. What's your position on that? And now's your time to ask Frank Strazzarino, our president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, on the other things I want to talk to you about besides just Stillwater is the, again, I want to go back and talk specifics on some of these laws and regulations. You know, I've heard anything from, you know, plants that had to be 18 inches apart, you know, this disaster down the middle of Hilltop, how it's affected businesses. I, some people can say it hasn't affected businesses. I don't believe that. I've talked to business owners along there. The fact is that people can't get into Stillwater. Not Stillwater, but they can't get into the businesses as easy as they could before. And you know, what can we do to make sure that the chamber or our city council takes care of us on this? This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Dreams of the white stuff.
Just be careful what you wish for, because this was far more than I ever wanted.
Still digging out from the last one, mid-Atlantic residents bracing for another blizzard.
First, 2 feet of snow last weekend. Now at least another foot predicted from D.C. to Philadelphia starting later today, even as tens of thousands are waiting for their power to come back.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, this latest storm expected to cover a much wider area, all the way up to possibly New England. In southern Afghanistan, U.S. and NATO troops launched the first major offensive since the surge.
To drive out those lingering points of resistance from the Taliban, to dismantle the bomb-making factories where IEDs are assembled to attack our troops, and then by dealing with the insurgents, to make the Afghan population secure.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, no reports yet of casualties. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There is no place like home. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Frank Strazzarino from the Chamber of Commerce. If you go to KCNR1460.com, we're streaming if you're having that little bit of problem hearing us out there. And by the way, we have antennas that we have provided to a few people, or at least told them where they can get these antennas, that no matter where you are in the area, it will bring the signal in great.
We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. Now's the time to ask the hard questions.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley run a great place there. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's that has just anything that you can imagine to drink in coffee. And also a great place to drink it next door to Espresso Joe's, which also allows you to use your Wi-Fi and surf the net. That's at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. So much more than a tobacco emporium.
We're taking your calls this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rob, you're on KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Rob, you looked great last night on the stage there.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a privilege to be able to be there with the Honor Guards.
Did you get to meet Sarah?
No. I was able to get my book signed, but I didn't get a chance to meet her.
We were green with envy.
It was just nice to be a part of the evening.
Absolutely.
Great.
It was very.
I had a question for Frank and for our businesses in the community. The question I have been talking with other business people in the community, and one of the rumors about the convention center going privatized was that possibly McConnell Foundation was going to be coming in and possibly looking at building a hotel there and taking over the convention center area. And if they did, and that was something that was on the plans, because they have an unlimited amount of money and funds, they could possibly put other businesses out of business in the community because they could just pump whatever they wanted to right into that area. Is there any truth to that at all?
Well, there is a lot of talk about the convention center going on right now, and McConnell will play some type of a role. I mean, some of the talk including closing the convention center. It loses about $1.9 million a year. There's been a wide community conversation about privatization in general, and some of us do believe that privatization will be the solution to some of the budgetary challenges we face. If you look at RABA, you look at Big League Dreams, you look at the soccer park, you look at many things around, including the library, those government jobs were privatized and it saved a lot of money. There's been some talk about the CVB, the Convention Visitors Bureau, being privatized instead of having government workers there. The convention center itself is a whole different bird because of so many communities using that. It is a community amenity that was paid for with taxpayer dollars. So I think that's going to be a squirrely discussion at best, just because you look at the dance groups and raves and Kids Unlimited, you look at the nonprofits that use that facility. If someone wanted to run that as a cash cow for-profit enterprise zone, well, then it's going to be $80 to $90 for tickets. It's going to be $10 for parking, and community groups are going to be told, no, you can't use it on most occasions. So the council is going to feel some heat on this one. That building was built in the 1960s where the controversy was opened by 1970, and it was an extremely visionary building way ahead of its time. Now the building, like all things with infrastructure, has some roof issues and floor issues and air conditioning and seating. And so the council is in an unenviable position of having to pour dollars into that. And so they're looking at all the alternatives, including turning it over to Turtle Bay or taking some of the money there, letting McConnell play a role. The good news is all this will be discussed in public. And I know a lot.
Well, it wasn't discussed in public, and that was a ridiculous way of handling this, because what it did was it turned the people off immediately when this thing hit the airwaves. I don't know what they were thinking about. This is another one of the tank issues where something's going on behind closed doors. You know, no matter what how they explain it later, that this was just a wild and wacky idea that may never see the light of day, it was still wrong. It was still wrong in the way they did it. And the fact is that if somebody had not had the courage to send out some emails, nobody may have known about this.
The message that's coming across loud and clear is no government and private. I think sometimes people have gotten worked up about some things, a meeting happening that suddenly a secret deal is done. But everything the council does do is done in public, ultimately, when they decide that. I think it's important for the public itself, though, to come out and pay attention. And what is incredibly encouraging now is a number of groups that come to meetings, ask questions, call in, send emails. And by having the council minutes online and the meetings online and being able to get up the tape so much easier, Years ago, I went to plenty of council meetings where there were 20 staff people, somebody from the public. I was there and no one else, and that has changed dramatically. So I like what I'm seeing about people asking questions, and I could give you several examples like the Lithia deal and certainly like the REU building that they were thinking of purchasing across the street, where the fact that the public people came out or some of the Tea Party people came out, suddenly the council was hearing some footsteps and had to slow down the process.
Rob, are you still there?
Rob Burrows.
Do we lose Rob? Okay.
I probably put him to sleep, I think.
Well, you know, but the thing is that when you say, well, everything's done in out in public, well, that's not true. The fact is that Tank was pushed through and behind closed doors, and it was on the consent calendar.
And what happened to Tank? It didn't go forward. What happened to the deal didn't go forward.
It was on the consent calendar. Yeah.
Well, that's where people have to look. Years ago, they would put the initials of something on the consent calendar. Well, the Strati property was consent. The pension deals were consent. There's no question about that. I don't blame the staff people. I don't blame the elected officials. I blame the citizens for letting that happen, for not coming to meetings, asking the questions, reading the council packet. It's all public information. Same thing with the Radical 10. We've had some meetings and talked together some ideas, but Radical 10 had absolutely no power to pass one single idea. All that had to be done in public, and that's what's good about the process. But people need to turn off their TV sets, stop flipping around, watching sports. They need to come out to council meetings. They need to talk to their elected officials. And, you know, putting in sniping comments on the blogs is not the way to do it.
No, I agree with that. You need to get out to the meetings, need to know what's going on. But then you also are electing people that their job is to be looking at these things too. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to
David.
David, good morning.
You're on KCNR. David?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your comment, David? Yeah, we're here. We can hear you.
Hi, David.
Can Frank talk a little bit about the initiative on the June ballot and what it might do about salaries and pensions at City Hall? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, David, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your call, David. That I believe, is an initiative he's asking about with salary pension relative to the City of Reading. It's an initiative that's been proposed by Councilmember Bassetti and Councilmember Jones, I think, has had some conversations about that, too. We have not seen an actual draft yet. I looked at a couple initial things yet. The Chamber of Commerce has no position on that. We're going to take a look and see. The last council meeting, the chambers were absolutely packed when I arrived. I thought they were all there to hear me speak, but they left before I started. But it was certainly plenty of union representatives very apprehensive about what that pension initiative could mean to them. There's also a school of thought that said, well, if they give it, they should also take it. The Board of Supervisors had some very generous packages, and as you've seen, they, being elected representatives, have cut back on some of those initiatives and measures themselves. So what's going on here is a proposal to do this way. The counterargument is the City Council, with representative democracy, is elected to look at those salaries and benefits, and they're the ones that ought to correct that. So, and the other element of this could be a very divisive fight, and we have learned with the initiative process that it's far from perfect. There's talk about as many as 50 by the time we get to November initiatives. And so the question is the initiative process a good way to run the government, or are we under a system of representative democracy? Meaning, if you like the job council's doing, three seats are up this November, put the folks back in. If you don't like the job in, vote for somebody else or run yourself.
Yeah.
Got to take a break here. This is Free Fire Radio, Carla Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Come see Palomar's all-new Highland Park subdivision located in central Reading. 58 lots, many with spectacular views and RV parking. 7 stylish models to choose from, built for the future and designed to stand the test of time. Futuristic floor plans with amenities that include up to 10-foot ceilings, water-wise landscaping, fire suppression systems, designer kitchens with granite countertops, crown molding, and energy-efficient cascade windows installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Cascade windows and sliding doors are designed to block many of the sun's damage Hygiene Ultraviolet Rays with premium insulation. The design innovation of Cascade Windows from Meeks also provide a contemporary look that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living. These new homes are built to the standards you've come to expect from Palomar Builders and start at only $279,800 with low interest rates, special financing, and federal tax credits up to $8,000. Come build your future with us at Highland Park. For more information, contact Tom Papik today. Phone 941-9534.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website is KCNR1460.com. If you go to the website, you can we're streaming there. And then if you go to our website, FreeFireRadio.com, we archive every one of our shows. So if you miss part of the show or you want to go back and listen to it again, just go on to our website and you can call it up. Okay.
Okay, well, we're heating up now.
All right, let's go to Rob.
Good morning.
Rob, you're on KCNR.
Hey, good morning. I apologize. I lost you there.
That's okay.
Phone.
You'll never lose us, Rob. We're always here.
I didn't get a chance to hear the whole response, but I have a second question.
Sure. Shoot.
The second question is, we've been working with Shasta Lake City up there with the new museum program going on, and Shasta Lake City has an incubator program for new businesses to come into Shasta Lake City where the city has a building that they offset the cost of lease and things like that so new businesses can get a foothold in the community and grow. Does Redding have an incubator process, or have they thought about putting an incubator process in Redding to help businesses get started and grow and then move them into the business society so they can thrive and go from that direction?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rob. And first of all, let me commend you for your service. I know you're working on some things with the museum up there, but I appreciated the letters I got from you when you were overseas serving. And it was hard to read some of the letters just to have to hear what people were doing and what you were doing and going through. And I was over here complaining about 108-degree weather, and you were in the front line. So certainly every time I see you, I just think of the service you and so many others and Carl have done for the country. And trust me, we don't forget, and I really appreciated those letters. Relative to incubators, there's not a building as such in Redding for doing that. There are a number of organizations like the Smart Center and the EDC that try to assist with the process. A couple ideas coming out of the Radical 10. One was to have free space available for startup businesses, and another one was to have a venture capital fund. So it's a good idea. I commend Shasta Lake, and as you know, years ago they put together an incubator building way ahead of its time. I mean, two decades ago up near where Knopf is now,
right.
And it's a great facility to have that because they were able to bring business in at a greatly subsidized rate to get started, to get underway. And I think Reading should, when times start to turn a little bit better, think of some creative ways to do that. That's part of what Stillwater's about. And I know there's been plenty of controversy about free land or incentives or what's going on or the government putting that much money into a park. But the feeling is by having 350, 400 acres ready to go, all the environmental clearances, fast-track permitting, low energy rates, low labor costs, low land if you decide decide to purchase it as well, that we're going to have a leg up on the rest of the state of California, if not the country, once the economy starts turning around. So the city could do more, and quickly back to the Radical 10, we came up with 10 ideas, Kent Dagg and others, that were pretty good. Some were better than others, but we're hoping it opens the floodgates and other people saying, well, I've got an idea or suggestion. So, Rob, your ideas are welcome, or other callers or people, give us those kind of ideas.
Well, my only concern with Stillwater is that it's so far out there when we have so many buildings that are not occupied right in the center of town, which could be utilized by businesses where they could get immediate traffic flow.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Or when people look at Mount Lakes Industrial Park, they drive up and say, well, look at all the land that's available. So I think a lot of it is Stillwater having started 11 or 12 years ago almost when Pat Kite was first elected to city council. It took that long to get all the environmental clearances and kangaroo rats and pickleweed and endangered orcut grass and fairy shrimp and burrowing owls. It's unbelievable, the regulatory process. But now we can tell Rob's Manufacturing down there in Turlock, we can fast track you. We got the land, got the clearances. Here's the deal. We want you here. We need you here. And we will make it easy for you over the course of a weekend to bring your business here and make a profit. Back to the profit word.
Yeah, Rob, thanks for your phone call. Let's go to John. John, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you, Carl?
We're fine, John. You're on KCNR.
Hold on. Let me turn my radio down. I shouldn't be guilty of that. Good morning, Carl, Linda, Frank.
Hi. Good morning,
how are
John.
You this morning?
Good. Great. Great.
Listen, I'm a little concerned about the. I want to go back to the convention center discussion, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I'm a little concerned. I can't help but be concerned about how even preliminary discussions, which I'm not sure how preliminary they are when they're already into breaking down the distribution of forfeited operational funding for the convention center, where Turtle Bay will get $279,000 and the Shasta Wonderland will get so many thousand dollars. It's not very preliminary when you're getting down to distributing the funds. I want to ask a couple of things. Mike Warren was there in this discussion. Kurt Starman was there. Mike Warren was representing Turtle Bay, a potential recipient of the forfeited operating funds. Steve Gaines of Shasta Wonderland was there, a potential recipient of forfeited operating funds for the convention center. And no one from the convention center management group was there to support the position of the convention center, if they in fact have one. Now, I was there yesterday at the convention center for the Sarah Palin speech, which was excellent, had a wonderful time. I didn't see anything wrong with the venue. As a matter of fact, it suited what we were doing there very well, and everybody was very happy with the seating and the arrangements and everything else. What's going on with this thing? I mean, something doesn't seem right.
Yeah, by extension, though, Kurt Starman was there. Chris Gonzalez manages the convention center, and
right,
she is very capable of speaking about that facility, what it does. But
was
Kurt Starman
there, Frank?
I don't believe she was in the meeting. I wasn't there and don't know too much about it. But one of the good things is, and the fact that the story is coming out, is you may have noticed that at the Searchlight's website, they posted the emails back and forth. So something very dramatic is happening with the public disclosure process that either never happened before or people never took advantage of by asking the right questions or being prepared with the Freedom of Information to put in a request to see all the data and proposals. And that's why I think some of the specifics have come out. The first part of your conversation, yeah, is a little surprising that it kind of got that far down the road with specific proposals and specific dollar allocations, but I think they got maybe even possibly a little ahead of themselves, or they were speculating on some possibilities. I think there's going to be a lot of meetings with the CSAC committee, with city council, and there's going to be plenty of an opportunity for the public to weigh in. Also, Steve Gaines is a great guy. He's done some good projects around town. The Hilltop Boulevard looks beautiful. I know it's not perfect, but there's some very attractive areas there. But Steve doesn't speak for all the hotel folks. So there's going to be many, many more hours of discussion on this, and I think the council is going to have to take a very close look because of how the rest of the community feels about that particular amenity. It is a community amenity for everyone here.
We're going to have to take a break here, and we're going to come back for our last 6 minutes or 5 minutes on the show. John, thanks so much for your phone call.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Frank
Trattorino
from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. I'll be okay.
Five Star Bank celebrates 10 years of doing business in the Great Central Valley. In 1999, our goal was to provide local banking with an emphasis on commercial, real estate, and small business. 10 years later, Five Star Bank has grown into a trusted business partner, providing customers with solution-based personal service. Business, real estate, personal banking, Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell, Reading. Visit us at our website at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, a local bank dedicated to emerging business.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Frank Mews from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank all of our loyal customers. Now that winter finally got here, we hope you're saving money by using your Monitor and Toyo kerosene heater. At the plant, we have clear and dyed diesel, unleaded, greases, synthetics, and oils. Everything from race fuel to propane bottles, we have it all. So give us a call at Northern Lights Energy. Talk to our friendly staff. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is in February 11th, 12th, and 13th. We will be at the Reading Convention Center this year. So stop by our booth and say hello. Saturday is a big day. It's free to the public. Everything from the backhoe rodeo to logging competition to antique trucks. We still have a few spaces available. Sarah Palin tickets for the 8th are being sold through the Convention Center for the matinee. So give us a call and support your community. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The real estate professionals, GMAC, know the residential real estate market and that the way people buy and sell homes is changing. Over 80% of today's home buyers start their search online. BuzzAboutReading.com has all the details you need to feel confident about your real estate decisions. Call a real estate professional GMAC agent or visit them at BuzzAboutReading.com. Whether you're buying or selling, real estate professionals GMAC will meet all of your real estate needs. Call them at 224-6700 or visit them at one of their two convenient Reading locations.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And you know what? We're going to have a drawing Friday for Kublers. That's right.
Oh my
you
gosh,
can win
love
a
seat.
Love seat. The only thing you and this is free. This is a beautiful love seat. Do yourself a favor. Go down to Kublers on Churn Creek right next to Cool Hand Luke's. Walk in there. Take a look at this love seat. And then enter. Just drop your name in and your phone number. Drop it into the jar there. And you've got a great chance of winning this love seat. Or you come to our website, kcnr1460.com, click on the picture, and then enter. Just give us your name and a phone number so we can get a hold of you. And you've got a chance of winning this. Imagine this. It's free. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. And it's for your sweetie. Cozy up with your lover on Valentine's Day. It's great.
Also, don't forget that... We are going to be emceeing, and Carl's going to be the auctioneer for the crab feed for the Red Cross this weekend. That's Saturday night at the Wind River Casino. So if you pick one crab feed out, or if you like to hit all of them, because let me tell you something, it is crab season, and it's phenomenal. Our guests, and it's been wonderful, and we want to have you back because we weren't able to cover like a tenth of what we need to cover, is Frank Strazzarino, who is the president of the Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading. See, we're just, I think we have chocolate fuzz brain this morning. Nanette, we're sitting here with all this chocolate.
Well, you know, it does say you had Reading and Commerce in the sentence, so it's Reading Chamber of Commerce and CEO.
Are you shaking your head at me on the other side?
I do have a banking background, so if Pat Modi doesn't mind, that job pays a little better than mine, so that's fine with me.
That's okay. I couldn't even,
Chamber
I kept
of
wanting
commerce.
To say Scapini. Yeah. I don't know, for some reason. Anyway, hey, Frank, thanks for being here. Now, we've got like 3 minutes left. What's the big thing you want to leave with people to think about?
get involved, come to meetings, talk to your city council members. I mentioned a little bit earlier, but I was at plenty of council meetings back at the old City Hall in Conference Room A when important issues were being discussed, and I was the only person from the public that was there. And I've seen the change now, and I commend Mary Machado with Shasta Voices for that, but just citizens are coming. Gary Cadd is always rattling cages somewhere, walking around town, asking questions, calling meetings with staff. They're reading the emails. The Searchlight has done a good job of putting additional information and staff reports online. You guys are asking the right questions. I mean, with your show is outstanding, and that's what people ought to be doing. The blogs are interesting. Sometimes the comments to the articles, when you get past the sniping, and some people just some of the things, Mark Beecham and the articles that he writes on his blog are stimulating, and they ask additional things. So people do need to get involved. I don't know that folks realize how much power they have, but I've seen several cases recently where the council's had to blink twice, and the Olney Creek folks were there, and they spoke up. And I mentioned the REU building earlier, the Lithia deal earlier. Some of the things that happened in the past where nobody was paying attention would not happen anymore because that public information is there. People just have to read the reports, ask the question, and get involved. And there's plenty of ways to do that.
The people, they made fun of the Tea Party movement. And to me, the Tea Party movement wasn't so much a, Republican Democrat as it was a people's movement to have their voices heard. And they have. They have, they have stood up. And, people can laugh about it, but they have an impact on our community, as should anybody that wants to get involved. There's an old saying, you can trust, but you need to verify.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Frank, well, thanks so much. Is there a way to get a hold of the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, folks can come by and visit. We have a great website, readingchamber.com, and people can visit that and get all the information, including folks offering discounts and the things that we have in the community. Our phone number is 225-4433, and people can call if they have questions. They can come by and visit us at 747 Auditorium Drive. And I'm a pretty active emailer. I'm frank@readingchamber.com. I love to hear from people, and sometimes if I'm sitting trolling around the Internet late at night, I'll answer an email on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock, and people are surprised. But I love the feedback. I love the information. And we're here. People ought to take advantage of that.
Great, Frank. Thank you so much. Our guest tomorrow will be Charlie Thompson, talking veterans issues. She's the president of CVAC, or Shasta County Veterans Association. Carl Linda Bott, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?